Secretary of State Colin Powell is nearing the end of his mission in the Middle East. Today, Powell held his third meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and he's expected to see Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat tomorrow. So far, Powell has not been able to achieve either of his stated goals, the first, a ceasefire, the second, the withdrawal from Israeli forces from Palestinian cities. In fact, Israeli troops today expanded their activities, sending tanks into new areas around Jerusalem and pursuing further actions in cities they already occupy. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The third Powell-Sharon meeting lasted only an hour. Afterward, the two appeared for the photographers, but neither made any comments. Earlier in the day, Powell tried to appear optimistic at a meeting he held with humanitarian organizations.
Making progress and look forward to furthering that progress over the next 24 hours, but I don't want to get into specifics as to what I'll be able to achieve and not able to achieve.
Powell first met with Sharon last Friday, and afterward he signaled he wanted a clear timetable for an Israeli withdrawal. Sharon has successfully resisted the American pressure. So far, there has been no meaningful Israeli pullback, although in some towns and villages, the Israeli army has redeployed forces. It moved back from one town, Tul Karim, a few days ago, only to re-enter and pull back once again. And today, Israeli tanks entered several Arab villages around Jerusalem they had previously stayed out of. Last night, Prime Minister Sharon said he would pull his forces out of the biggest battlegrounds, Jenin and Nablus, within a week. Perhaps as a result of pressure from Powell, Sharon was a bit more specific today, saying troops would be out of both by the end of the weekend.
I think in one town it will take about a couple of days, and the other one will take, let's say, to this weekend. And then for Bethlehem, we are ready to withdraw immediately. We are just waiting that they will be accomplishing what they've promised.
Sharon was referring to an offer Israel made to the almost 200 armed Palestinians inside the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Sharon says they promised to accept permanent exile if they leave the church and turn themselves over to the Israelis. Negotiations on this have been going on all day amidst sporadic exchanges of gunfire. The Israeli army didn't look today like it was getting ready to leave either Jenin or Nablus. Israeli tanks and armored vehicles rumbled through the streets of Nablus today in support of a second day of attacks against two refugee camps just to the east of the city. Helicopter gunships rocketed the Askar refugee camp earlier this morning as Israeli troops began a house-to-house search. They were arresting scores of Palestinian men. 30 manacled and blindfolded men were seen being loaded onto Israeli trucks at a point near the center of Nablus today, beyond which soldiers would not let reporters move. Most of the people of Nablus, a city of 180,000, have not been permitted out of their houses for 2 weeks now. So it seems Colin Powell will leave Israel tomorrow without any meaningful pullback by the Israelis. Danny Ayalon, Sharon's foreign policy advisor, suggested the Powell visit had not been a bad one for Israel.
Certainly we don't look at the mission in terms of failure, certainly not black and white or all or nothing. We will still work to make sure that the situation stabilizes and that finally we can achieve the so much needed ceasefire so we can move ahead.
The Palestinian side is more desperate for help from Powell. While Yasser Arafat is unwilling to declare a ceasefire, increasingly the Palestinians see pressure from Powell as the only way to stop Sharon's offensive. This is Ghassan Khatib, a political analyst.
Colin Powell seems to be in a crossroads because he is the last resort for the salvaging of the peace process. Because if he fails, I don't know who else is going to come and try to help, especially that the rest of the prominent members of the American administration do not care, and they think that they have to leave it to Sharon to solve the problem by force.
Right now, the progress that Powell said he was making is awfully hard to see. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.